Hi, this is Carolyn Williams, Palette of Exotic Warfare.com, exoticwarfare.org. This is part 5. This is a quote from Morgellons Defined from Rents, RENSC.com. A communicable nanotechnology invasion of human tissues in the form of self-assembling, self-replicating, nanotubes, nanowires, nanoarrays with sensors, and other nanoconfigurations, some carrying genetically altered and spliced DNA/RNA. These nanomachines thrive in extreme alkaline pH conditions and use the body's bioelectric energy and other unidentified elements for power. People should not strive for an acidic pH. They should work for a normal pH of 7.5 plus. There is some evidence that these tiny machines possess their own internal batteries. Excuse me. And they are also believed to be able to receive specific tuned microwave electromagnetic frequencies and electromagnetic low frequency signals and information. I had a conversation with Dr. Staniger, and I've done a lot of research, and based on what she said and what I researched, this stuff can break up. These nanomaterials can break up in very, very, very teensy, tiny little particles, enough so that they can pass through the barriers in the lungs and get into the bloodstream and travel to the brain. Once they're in the brain, they can use that electricity and other elements in your body to self-replicate, okay, and grow into full-size nanowires. Now, you can imagine, if you've got nanowires all through your brain or all over your brain, and it can be remotely accessed, well, I think you get the picture. Okay, these nano devices, at least the nano wires anyway, are like a tube inside of a straw. The straw part is a polyethylene. The tube that's inside is a silica. They break down in the body and become a silicone. Let's see, what else can I go over? Dr. Staniger agrees that this is being used for mind control and to genetically alter us, to network us, basically, to turn us into networks that can be accessed. Interestingly, people who have Morgellons, which is the syndrome where the nanowires are growing outside of their body, sometimes called the fiber disease. When a person with Morgellons runs into another person with Morgellons, it's like their interbody networks can communicate with each other. Right. So anyway, this is horrendous. Okay. They are not only genetically altering us, they're using this for mind control, for torture. It's a coup. It's a worldwide coup, in my opinion.